This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Supreme Court today not issued any interim order on the WAF Amendment Act 2025 while hearing a batch of petitions challenging it. The Cent asked for more time to prepare its argument on the 3 points raised by the Apex Court. The Apex Court will now hear the matter tomorrow. A bench of Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna and Justices Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan asked Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, appearing for the Cent on how WAF by user can be disallowed as many will not have requisite documents to get such WAFs registered. The three-judge bench considered passing an interim order on the petitions challenging the new WAF Act. The bench raised 3 key points. It said the properties declared by courts as WAF should not be denotified, whether they are by WAF by user or WAF by deed, while the court is hearing the challenge to the WAF Amendment Act 2025. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a telephonic conversation with the President of Finland, Alexander Stubb, today. During the conversation, both the leaders exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including the situation in Ukraine. They also reviewed the ongoing collaboration between the two countries, including in the areas of digitalization, sustainability, and mobility. The Enforcement Directorate ED questioned Robert Vadra, the husband of senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, for the second consecutive day today in connection with a money laundering probe linked to a land deal in Haryana. He has been questioned at the ED office in New Delhi. The case is related to purchase of a land in Gurugram by Mr. Vadra's company. Earlier, Mr. Vadra was also questioned yesterday by the agency. The BJP today hit out at the Congress in connection with the National Herald case. Briefing reporters in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi rejected the Congress's claim that the case is outside the purview of the Enforcement Directorate, saying that it is a clear example of business transaction. The BJP leader added that this case has been investigated following the order of the Delhi High Court in 2013 when there was a UPA government.
नेशनल हेराल्ड केस को लेकर आज कांग्रेस पार्टी देश भर में तथाकथित प्रदर्शन कर रही। नेशनल हेराल्ड केस भारत के इतिहास का बहुत विचित्र प्रकार का केस है, जिसमें कि कोई कंपनी जो कि 90 करोड़ की देनदारी में बिक गई, जिसके पास हजारों करोड़ की प्रॉपर्टी थी। दूसरी दृष्टि से देखें तो एक विचित्र केस है, जिसमें खरीदने वाले और बेचने वाले दोनों एक ही थे। तीसरी दृष्टि से देखें तो बहुत विचित्र बात है कि ये दावा किया जाता है कि ये स्वतंत्रता संग्राम सेनानियों के कंट्रीब्यूशन से और उनकी स्मृति में प्रारंभ किया गया देश के प्रथम प्रधानमंत्री पंडित जवाहरलाल नेहरू जी के द्वारा और कांग्रेस के दौरे हुकूमत में बंद हो गया।
Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav accused Congress of doing low-level politics in the National Herald case. Talking to media in Rishikesh, the minister said it is not a political issue but a case of corruption.
कांग्रेस के लोग नेशनल हेराल्ड के मामले में एक तरीके से एक ऐसा निम्न स्तर की राजनीति कर रहे हैं। ये राजनीतिक मसला नहीं है, ये भ्रष्टाचार का मसला है और कांग्रेस को इसको ओन करना चाहिए।
The T8 and T8M tunnels between Chanasu and Pori Garhwal and the Rishikesh Karn Prayag rail projects completed today. On this occasion, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami attended the breakthrough program of the tunnel of the rail project in Chanasu. Retail inflation has dropped to 4.6% in the fiscal year 2024-25, which is the lowest in 6 years since 2018. The Minister of Finance in a statement said that as measured by the Consumer Price Index CPI, the year-on-year inflation rate for March 2025 dropped to 3.34%. Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna has recommended the name of Justice B.R. Gawai as the next Chief Justice. Justice Gawai is the second most senior judge of the Supreme Court and his name has been recommended to the Union Law Ministry. The tenure of the current CJI, Justice Khanna, is going to end on the 13th of next month. Member states of the World Health Organization, WHO, today finalized a historic agreement to prepare the world for future pandemics following negotiations that spanned over 3 years. The agreement calls for technology transfers to be incentivized through regulations, licensing agreements, and favorable financing conditions. And that is the end of this news bulletin.